The Daily Dilemma on Beat.
We'd love to hear from you this week if there's anything we should be talking about and we can help you with. You can email talk at beat102103.com. This is quite short and sweet, but I'm intrigued as to what your thoughts are on this. Hi guys, I need your advice. I met a guy on a second date this weekend. The first one had gone well, so we decided we'd go for something to eat. Now, he was good company, but something happened that is a bit of a concern. Twice during dinner, he tried to get the attention of the waitress by clicking his fingers in the air at her. It's not a great click, actually.
I have great clicks.
Do you? Yeah, you do. Other people in the restaurant actually turned and stared at him, completely mortifying. The waitress wasn't impressed either. Surely this is the height of bad manners. I'm not sure about a third date. What do you think? Well, Killian?
Maybe he just had wham, wake me up before you go, go in his head.
Jitterbug.
Or maybe he was just practicing his 1, 2, 3. Ah, come on. Is it that bad?
Yeah, it is pretty bad.
Is it bad? Like, you know,
I think... No,
waiter,
that's really bad.
Excuse me, clean up.
Yeah.
No?
I think it's really bad because, it's like service staff, they're here, they're your slaves, come to me now. That's how he's treating them when you click your fingers in the air rather than treating them like humans.
Yeah, but our service staff not supposed to be like, you're the star right now. When I go into a restaurant...
They
like,
can do that without you clicking your fingers at them, you know?
I know.
Make
but
you
like
feel
in,
special.
In other aspects, some people like to be bossed around in other ways. So it could be, you
some
know...
Censored.
It could be handy in that way. So, you know, don't write it off. Like, yeah, it is very rude. I'd never do it myself. But, like, is that the
thing? Is it a fireable offence is the question.
I don't know. I always wanted to do it. Is that terrible?
Have you never done it?
No, but like I've always, you know, just to feel.
Don't
that
do it in Waterford. Go to Dublin or something.
That kind
and
of
do
power,
it.
Just like, hey,
butler, come to me now.
And I've never done that either. Like I'd always want to go. Like, can I have the bill, please?
Look,
I'm a horrible person.
I do think this says a lot about him and who he is. It's a basic ground rule for me. Watch how people treat staff, whether it's retail staff or customer service staff, and you can tell a lot about them. And I would be reluctant to go for a third date with this guy if he's showing those signs early on.
Yeah,
that's just me.
No, I think I don't know why I'm trying to defend him. I'm just kind of trying to play both sides.
No, and I know,
but I do get it. And when you say that, like, I worked in retail for 8 years, and there's nothing worse than an ignorant customer who thinks they're entitled to everything.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm doing my job. I'm here to help, and I will assist you in any way I can.
But treat me like a human.
Exactly. I'm not a little dog. Like, you know, come here.
But most people, I think, are kind of in agreement that this is the height of bad manners. Let's just read a couple of the comments coming in. Lauren says, "Morning, Niall and Killian. This is 100% a fireable offence. Kick him to the curb and find someone else who treats people a whole lot better."
Brian, some cheeky git. I love that. I haven't heard that. Like, it's Harry Potter. He'll treat you like you're less than him too. Second date and he's showing those colours. Move on, girl. Leave him off. And that's where you click. There you go.
Yeah,
leave
cool.
him off, sister.
Louisa was on too. "Morning, lads. I'm grinding my teeth right now. What a big no-no. I've seen a chef put the ticket back a few places so their food took even longer." So they do get revenge. Paulina, hello. How are you?
I'm not too bad, guys. Not too bad. Enjoying the rainy morning.
Oh, yeah, no, it's miserable out there. Right. What do you make of this? Ultimate rudeness?
First of all, I work in a pub and restaurant for 7 years.
Okay.
So if somebody will click the fingers on me, well, the staff, like, you can never offend the bar staff or actually any staff. Like, but some people do not realize how rude that can be. So if I was that girl, I would just say to him, like, listen, it's really rude. Don't do that again. But if he would say, like, usher is normal, absolutely dump him.
Yeah.
But then I would like to remind to everybody out there, you do not mess around with the people who serve you food and drink.
Can I ask Paulina?
You do not mess around with it. Like,
is it a regular occurrence?
Would it have happened to you often, Paulina, when you were working in a restaurant? That people...
It happened to me on a few occasions, and believe you me, the quality of the service would drop down by 60%.
Wow. I liked Louisa's suggestion just before. Yeah, she said that the chef will often just move the ticket back down the line, so you'll be waiting even longer for your food if you have any kind of rude behaviour like this.
I officially cannot confirm any of that.
You cannot confirm or deny such such rumours.
Officially, I cannot say it, but no. The good advice is, like, treat somebody as you like to be treated. If he thinks that this behaviour is normal, now imagine down the line, he would ask her for a cup of tea by clicking his finger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
You chop the fingers off. Listen, Paulina, thanks for chatting to us and you have a great
day. Thanks a million.